Wings, beer, sports.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRF.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
Well, I used to walk in the shade, mama, 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 mama,
with those blues,
with the blues on the
bread.
Oh, Minute Maid.
I'm not afraid.
I got the Minute Maid.
This rover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm warning you, too.
Rudolph, get your nose over here so you can guide my sleigh today.
Oh, well,
those words?
That's not a way to treat children. Mama, you need to read the book about me. I was the perfect father. Oh, that's right. Wait a minute. I beat the hell out of my kids.
Gold dust at my feet.
Mama, white Christmas.
On the sunny side of the street.
Right, in case you didn't recognize it, that's Bingo. Bingo's
man. Okay, you didn't recognize it because it's a horrible impression. I can take it. Good afternoon on our last day together, at least with me, until Christmas. Until after Christmas. Tuesday, because we're not working Monday.
2 days after Christmas, yeah.
You're right. 2 days after Christmas. Tuesday, when my daughter will join us and sing for everybody. This year, we did the family thing in Cancun, and that was our Christmas. We were all together. I'll take 7 days of all of us together as opposed to a day and a half or 2 days when, you know, they're kind of looking at their watch going, oh, we got to get to her family's house. I'll take the other. So she's the only one who's coming in, and she'll join us Tuesday and sing to pacify the thousands who have requested that they, you know, hear her again. Okay, dozens, maybe. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. On this, the 22nd day of December, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was a third of June, another sleepy,
quick. He's quick, man.
Yep, he was right there.
One of these days, he'll hit it before I even, you know, say anything. The theme song will come on, he'll just go ahead and hit it. You want a bonus joke to start this thing off?
Well, sure.
Peon asked me, it was, I think, the beginning of this week, do you know this joke? It was a gorilla joke. And he got about four words into it, and of course I knew it. But we haven't told it for whatever reason for a long time. So here's the joke. Do you want to tell it? You can tell it. Do you want to tell
it? I don't know. I'd have to find it again.
You have to read a joke?
Well, yeah, because I'm not
I'll take it from here. Okay. See, what happened just then, he actually could. He's deferring to me, thinking there's going to be a big Christmas present in it for him. No, there's not. So here's the joke. This gorilla goes into a bar. I don't want to mess people up. This is not the Playhouse. We will have the Playhouse. We're not short today like yesterday. We're on until 6. He goes into a bar and orders a martini. And the bartender, he hands the bartender a $20 bill. And the bartender's thinking, this is a gorilla. He won't know the difference from a 1, a 20, or how much things cost. So he gives him back a dollar in change. And the gorilla drinks the martini. And he's getting ready to leave. The bartender says, you know, we don't get a lot of gorillas in here. He goes, well, I guess not at $19 a martini.
Yeah.
Maybe not Playhouse worthy.
No.
But funny. Still funny. I mean, I got so much I want to do in this hour. Scott Sherman comes in after the 4 o'clock news. There's so many things I would like to go over. If we have any Burke segment material, let's have it now. Does anybody
I
have
don't
anything
today,
to say?
So you may be able to get
Dan? Yours.
I do. I have something. If Peon would go to our Facebook page, I put something on our Facebook page, and these are high school kids, and they're from the Maplewood Richmond Heights High School. And they're called the Blue Devil Band.
I like that name.
And these guys have guitars, two drummers, they have keyboards, and they're playing a Christmas song. And I just wanted to play a little bit of this Christmas song, but I put it on our Facebook page so you can go to it. They are really, really good. I mean, I was blown away, and these are just high school kids.
I will be the judge of that.
From all different ages. So, do you see it there, Peon?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you can move into it more if you want.
So far, that was terrible.
Okay.
You may be ruining and killing your career. Is this road construction or is this a song?
No, it's a song.
You want me to go further? Is this what I'm supposed to?
Yeah.
Wow, this is what happens when you don't prepare a show. This sounds like some kids broke into. This sounds like kids broke into the music room and start tearing things up.
No, it's not doing it.
You realize
justice.
What you just did to these poor kids?
Oh, what? No. Yeah, don't mention their name again.
No,
they're sitting there going, "Man, I wish he'd never mentioned."
Well,
that.
And
some things you
they're
can't.
Also playing that Mannheim Steamroller stuff, which
you can't do that with a cheap little microphone or a
you need to have a wire through
or,
a board
yeah, cell
or
phone mic or yeah. All right, how about it, Dan? Way to go!
Thanks
Dan.
So much.
You set them up for a fantastic career. All right, let's close it before he does anything else.
No,
let's
they're really it. Really good.
Well,
you go to the Facebook page and check it out.
All right, are you mad now that we made fun of your contribution?
No.
Shoot, I want you to be mad.
No, because it's not, it didn't do it justice. If people see that, if you go to the Facebook page and see it, and you'll see these kids and how they play really well.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I just,
sometimes
you need better recording. Well, eventually we'll figure out a way to make you mad. We've been working on it for 20 years. We'll figure it out. Hey, feminist idiot woman on television. I don't know who else saw this. I can't believe they even gave her the time they gave her on TV to talk about this. She says that that song, maybe you can pull it up. It's cold. I think Baby It's Cold Outside. You really can't stay. It's cold outside.
Yes.
Yeah, that duet thing. You have it? Lots of people have
yeah,
done
I
it.
Know. There's a lot of different versions
just
of it.
Grab one, and I can't imagine anybody doesn't
I know what you're going to say, though. I've heard this other places already about
this
how...
is insane. She says it's a song about rape.
What?
Yeah. I really can't stay. And then he says, but baby, it's cold outside. And she says, I gotta go away. He says, but baby, it's cold outside. I don't hear any rape there. You know what I hear? Begging. I hear the guy begging her to stay.
Yeah.
Please stay with me. But this is one of these chicks that, like so many of these off-the-rails feminists, wants to take anything and turn it into something anti-woman. This is the craziest thing. Here are the suggested new lyrics. It stays with her saying, I really can't stay. But they say he should say, baby, I'm fine with that. And then she says, I gotta go away. He goes, baby, I'm cool with that. Are you kidding? This is unbelievable. This is the kind of crap that keeps this country from being sane.
Who is this girl?
I don't know who she is. She's some goofy young 20-something who thinks she's going to change the world, and I'm going to fix this. There's nothing to fix, lady.
And how long has that song been around?
I don't know, 60 or 70 or 80 years.
Yeah, and has anybody complained about it since?
No. But you give her time on TV, and you watch some other idiot will go, yeah, she's right. Listen.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
Got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you dropping
so
I'll hold your hands. They're just
Is anybody hearing rape there?
Well, she said so far the evening's been nice. Yeah.
This is stupid. It's just stupid. Now, do you guys remember when, if it was cold and the weather was bad, I know, and the weather was bad, you were glued to the radio or TV for school closing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And as a kid, you're just praying, please mention our school.
Yeah.
Please say something District 4, Sisters of the Little whatever, wherever you went to school. And one of the great things about, you know, technology and phones, we don't have to do that anymore. It's bad for us. We liked it. Radio business loved it when you had to rely. We're going to tune into 550.
Well, then they started adding all these other small businesses, too. I guess with child-related activities, it would be like,
well, here's the deal.
Nancy's School of Dance is closed today.
You don't need to wait through a whole list anymore. Just Google, is Nancy's Dance School closed? And if they're smart, they put up on their site or some sort of posting, we're closed today. That's it. You go to what you're concerned about and see if they're open. You don't have to. I remember waiting, and it was alphabetical. So I was, for 2 years, I'm in high school in Waterloo, W. Okay. I had to sit through, the Angels of Mercy. It starts in the A's, and then they go, and I'm thinking, come on, be closed.
I went to Hazelwood. And
you had to wait a while. So those days are over, and for radio and TV, it's bad. It's bad. We loved it when you had to. You still have to depend on AM radio for the storm warnings to save your life. Mm-hmm. At least we got that going for us. Now, what I thought would be fun to do today, since this is the last day I'm here till Christmas, is take a couple of Christmas songs. And what prompted this was I'm watching TV a couple days ago, and there was a commercial or something, and they played a section of a song, and we've all heard it hundreds of times, and we've talked about this before, too. Most people don't know the words to Christmas songs they have heard their entire lives. They know a line, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Beyond that, they kind of get lost. This one is Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. And the line in there is, it's one that we know, but it's not the way anybody speaks. And I think we need some new Christmas songs. Round yon virgin, mother and child. What is yon? What is that? Round? I used to think as a kid it was round young virgin, mother and child. But no, it's round yon. We need to update that.
I think yon is kind of like Yanni or something like that. So it's some
Yanni,
round guy.
The guy, keyboard guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he is older than I thought. And then there's Frosty the Snowman. In the meadow, we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. Nobody has said Parson, and little kids will sing this song, and you know they don't have a clue what that means. Parson Brown.
Who in the heck is Parson Brown?
I don't know.
Another name for like... I used to know this. Yeah, I thought it was
no, parson is a
title.
Preacher.
Yeah,
in fact, they used to call the preacher's house the parsonage. And a lot of times, if you got a job at a church, you got a small salary, but you got a parsonage. I had a couple of relatives who were preachers, and sometimes they really dreaded moving because the new parsonage was smaller than the other house. So Parson Brown is Preacher Brown. But why would you pretend that a snowman is a preacher. No kid has ever done that. Nobody has ever done that. It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. Now, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Okay, that's great, except for this part. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding.
I just saw a show the other day. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a European thing.
Is it like Fig Newton or something?
Figs are in it. It's a bunch of like dates and cherries and dried fruit nuts, kind of, but it's in a pudding form, some kind of...
But nobody has ever had it. Have you ever had it?
No, I think it's mostly a European thing.
We shouldn't be singing these songs because they got stuff in them we can't relate to. How about this? This is Mel Torme wrote this song, and it's become, you know, a standard. And chestnuts roasting on an open fire. In my life, I have never been in anybody's house where they were roasting chestnuts. Have you?
No.
On open fire.
No.
But the song makes it sound like, my goodness, that's as common. You know, how does that song start?
Chestnuts,
it starts
roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Well, I know the Jack Frost nipping at your nose, okay, if you've ever been out in the cold. But well, nobody roasts chestnuts on an open fire. And if you, now don't call and go, well, my uncle, okay. Some body or two out there may have done it, but it's not a, you know, a standard.
And I don't know how a chestnut comes. Do you crack it first before you roast it, or you roast
no,
the entire...
No, you roast it, and it pops open. It pops.
Okay.
There's a song... There's something about... Oh, that's another one. Sleigh Ride. Let's hear those sleigh bells ringing. And there's a line in there. It'll be like a it'll nearly be like a picture print of Curry Urine Ives. Now, who knows what that is?
Curry Urine, what?
Curry Urine Ives. I remember those paintings.
Yeah, but most people don't.
No, I wouldn't
Curry
say
Curry Urine Ives was a printing company, and they were famous for affordable prints, pictures, but again, we need to update this stuff. Now, this is the best one to me. Don we now our gay apparel. All right, nobody, yeah. First of all, nobody says don. Hey, let's don our gay apparel. What they mean is put on your party clothes, your happy clothes, but we got to stop singing Don We Now. I used to think there was somebody called Don We Now, and I thought, who is this guy? Don We Now, he's a gay designer. He makes gay apparel. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And in the song, and my favorite rendition of it is Perry Como. And I'll do for you now, because I know people are going to request it, my Perry Como. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
You laughing because I do it and you can't?
No, yeah.
Nervous laughter?
Yeah, it's nervous.
It's beginning to look. Now, here's another one I do. Listen. That was Perry Como. Thank you, Dan. Thank you.
Oh.
In that song... A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. In that, what they're saying is, a pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Boys would like cowboy boots and a pistol, and girls want dolls. What? What? Why, you are pigeonholing, and that's sexist. To say that dolls are for girls and hop-along boots, again, if you're under, I don't know, 50 or something, that's Hop-Along Cassidy.
Surprised people haven't been complaining about that.
Oh, I think
those
it's somebody like the woman with Oh Baby It's Cold Outside who thinks it's a rape song. Eventually, they'll take the time to hear the lyrics and go, well, we can't do that.
What about the transgender kids?
Exactly. You're excluding the transgender kids. And then and then hold on to your seats. We're going to take a break, and Dan is going to do Reindeer Rock.
Oh, boy.
In the song, Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. And then, with little toy horns, little toy drums, Rudy Toot Toot, and Rummy Tum Tum. No, I don't. I've never heard a drum that makes the sound rummy, rummy tum tum, and toot. Okay, toot a horn. What's Rudy toot? These we have to. We got to get some new songs. We just do.
Maybe Rudy's tooting the horn.
You know what? That could be Rudy toot toot, and maybe Rummy is the nickname for the kid on the drums. Rummy tum tum. We're going to take a break. Just observations. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, are you in good voice today? I need to know that.
Oh, yeah.
So you're up for this?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
All right. Well, let me share with you some of the emails that have come in from people who are hoping we didn't forget to do Reindeer Rock. Hang on. We didn't get any, but we would have if we hadn't done it. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, Dan Strauss with something that only happens once a year, and it's Reindeer Rock. And he has, in the past, allowed us to join in on the company. I hope he does that.
Oh, heck yeah.
John Landoff would like to make sure that every single person who has ever shopped at that dealership, bought a car at that dealership, or is thinking about it, has a Merry Christmas. And you're probably thinking, well, does that mean that he doesn't want the people who aren't customers or thinking about being customers to have a Merry? That's exactly what it means. He doesn't want them to have a Merry. I'm kidding. Of course, he wants everybody to have a Merry Christmas, but especially those of you who are Landoff customers or at least thinking about it, and even more special, the AM and the PM crowd, and that would be you if you're listening. I'm talking to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The only reason that dealership has been on this show for 13 years is you told them when you went in your AM and the PM. You made sure they knew that. That's the only barometer they have. That's the only way they can measure what's working. And about 3 weeks ago, he called me and said, we had a meeting and we're reevaluating our advertising and we're going to flush some things we're doing that aren't working and add another commercial on your show because that is working. Yeah. Yeah. That's somebody who understands advertising and how it works and is supposed to work. So thank you to all of you and let's make, I know the end of the year is not till next week. We'll get to talk more about this, but I think 2017 will be another great year for Johnny Landoff. That's what happens to you when you treat people right, when you treat customers right, when you turn people around who in the past had said, oh my goodness, there's nothing I hate more than buying a car. You completely change that attitude because they felt that way because they had never shopped for a new or pre-owned car at Johnny Landoff. You know where they are. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
All right. We're going to get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on the highways right now. It's just normal volume. Southbound 170 from Olive down through Highway 40. It does look like we've got a little slowdown from the JB Bridge or from Telegraph over the JB Bridge on eastbound Highway 255. Southbound 270 off the pace. Page down through Ladue. We have westbound 40 drivers. That's jamming up from near Boyle out through McCausland. A couple slow pockets as you go past Lindbergh and Highway 270, and then you're slow again from Clarkson out through Boone's Crossing and eastbound 270. That's running slow between McDonnell and Highway 170. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's is now open 24 hours until 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. You'll save a little more with an extra 15% off, so you can give a little more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show.
Hello, it's Jim Huer. On Thursday night show, it's all about the bowl week. Yes, it's the final college football preview show for the season. We'll break down all the bowl games coming up on Thursday night.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
I used to hate my CPAP machine. I mean, sleep apnea is bad, but the CPAP? I wasn't sure the hassle was worth it. Then I found SoClean, and it changed my life.
Hey, we get it. No one likes the hassle of cleaning a CPAP machine. That's why SoClean.com invented the world's first automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the hands-free way to clean your CPAP system with no water, chemicals, or disassembly. For a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free. See for yourself how it will change your life. Just call 1-800-600-6248. SoClean kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes, so it eliminates both the annoyance of cleaning your system and the germs that could make you sick. It's the easiest, healthiest way to use a CPAP. See for yourself. Keep your CPAP, but ditch the hassle. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free for 30 days. 1-800-600-6248. For your risk-free trial, that's 1-800-600-6248.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-641-9689. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-641-9689. 1-800-641-9689.
Do you have jewelry on your list this holiday season? Make sure you talk to my guy, Jimmy or Mike Lordo at Lordo's Diamonds in Ladue. They've been in business for well over 60 years, and they have been selling jewelry to families and families for generations. So if you want an engagement ring, custom work, you name it, Lordo's has competitive prices that cannot be beat. Lordo'sDiamonds.com. In the heart of Ladue, LordosDiamonds.com, your family jeweler for life, LordosDiamonds.com.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Looking for a last-minute holiday gift for someone in your family? Open a savings account and one additional service at American Eagle Credit Union and get $25 deposited right into your account. An additional account must be opened by the time of joining with a minimum deposit of $100 or a loan of at least $500. Offer expires December 31st. Visit American Eagle Credit Union or ameaglecu.org.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States Government National Credit Union Administration.
Hello, human. It's me, your dog. I know your car battery died, so you couldn't make it home on time, but I just wanted to let you know that everything is A-okay. I made you a couple presents. You know, the kind you pick up in a plastic bag? Yeah, I put one right on your pillow. I figured that'd be the best place for you to find it. Also, the couch needed a little shredding, so I took care of that, too. Also, I ate the mail. Who's a good boy? I am.
Make sure you'll be there. Get a car battery test today. Find a location at interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
Your local Tide Dry Cleaners helps keep you looking great so you feel your best.
Tide Dry Cleaners cares about clean clothes and a clean earth.
Green Earth Cleaning is planet and people friendly.
Our drive-through pickup and drop-off keeps you in the car when you're on the go.
First-time customers always receive 25% off.
We're on Clayton Road near Circle 7 in Baldwin.
Text TIDE B to 51660 to receive special offers.
That's TIDE B to 51660.
Tide Dry Cleaners.
We're changing dry cleaning for good.
We'll see you soon.
Could your money and investments be at risk and you don't even know it? Learn how you may be able to avoid a potential disaster before it happens on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon right here on 550 KTRS.
Beginning at midnight Christmas morning, just as Santa is doing his thing, the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition. An American Christmas hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. But have no fear, your regular Sunday shows will air Monday at their normal time. times. Rethinking Retirement is at 7 a.m. Money Talk at 8. The Financial Safari with Jerry Means at 10 a.m. America's Wealth Management at noon. This Week in Real Estate at 1 p.m. Mortgages and More at 2. Rethinking Retirement at 3. At 4, it's The Big Barbecue Show. Retirement and Income Radio is at 5. And beginning at 6 p.m., it's Outdoors Dan. Don't miss your favorite Sunday shows airing on Monday right here on The Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah.
Oh. They call me Backdoor Santa.
Backdoor.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Backdoor Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? This is Clarence Carter.
Wow.
Well, there's another piece of filth.
Well, he wasn't trying to hide it, though. He just...
Backdoor Santa.
Oh.
Oh, he's right up front. I mean, right back in the back.
About to break a day.
He makes his runs.
Yeah.
They call me Backdoor Santa.
Yeah, why do they call you that, Santa?
I make my runs about to break a day.
Oh, the runs. I got the runs at the break a day.
Here's another line here.
I make all the little girls happy.
Uh-huh.
While the boys are out to play.
So while the boys are out to play, he's backdooring the girls.
Husband, yeah, husband goes to work.
And then here comes Backdoor Santa.
Oh, wait, he ain't like old Saint Nick.
He
doesn't come but once a year. All right, you know what? Stop right there. That's it. No, that's it.
He's not like old Saint Nick.
He only comes once a year. That's just good. I can't even believe that we played this. We're sorry, everybody. Edit that out. We're not going to let that go out over the air.
Woo!
In about a minute or so, we're going to hear Reindeer Rock from Dan Strauss. I have to thank, and I'm happy to do it, the folks at MD Health and Wellness for taking 35 pounds off of me about 6 months ago. I will make it through the holidays, and I will gain, I already know, maybe 3 pounds, and then I'll lose it. Just what happened at Thanksgiving. Now, I'm not tempted by a lot of great home cooking like a lot of people, because there is no cooking in my home, so that helps. But in the next day or two and through next week, I'm sure we'll go out maybe with another couple and we'll have something to eat. But I know what not to do, and I know that if I do go overboard a little, how to fix it. They taught me that, and they jump started it with something called HCG, and they'll tell you more about that. It's an injection, and you do it once a day, and then there's more. And what I liked about them from the very beginning was it wasn't something you just walk in and say, yeah, that sounds good, sign me up, here's your money, give me my stuff. They won't do that. They need to figure out what's your body, what's it called, body mass something index, it's how much fat you have, and whether or not your heart is healthy, because that'll help them determine what path you should take. And it's doctor supervised. That's why it's called MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. It's not free, and it may not be covered by insurance for a lot of you, but so what? You say, well, so what if you got the money? You'd be surprised how many of you out there listening right now have the money, but you say you don't have it, yet you have it for other things. You have it for other things that you could probably shelve for a few months to do this. It's all about priorities. Do you want to continue to be 50 pounds overweight or 60 or whatever you are, or not? If the answer is no, I don't, I think these people can help you. I do. I also want to address those of you quickly who have type 2 diabetes. I've lost two people that I know, friends, men who went much too soon, and in both cases they were diabetic. That's reversible. And I'll show you how that can be done. And then low testosterone. They deal with that as well. I don't like to say as well, because every time I do it I hear John go, as well. So they do that too, or also.
As well.
Yeah. Their website is pretty easy to remember, but I can understand if you're in the car now and you don't remember it. MDHealthWellness.com. You can always go to FrankOpinion.com and click there. Go to sponsors, and all of the people I speak for are listed alphabetically, and it'll link you right to their website. So Merry Christmas to Dr. Gilbertson and Dr. Andrioff and Jackie and everybody to everybody who's there. You know, you're doing a great, I guess you could call it a service for a lot of people. And keep it up, and I know you will. And their business in 1 month, they went on this station, and their business quadrupled in a month. Thank you for that. And the only reason they know that is because they showed me the book. They opened it. Look at this. AM of the PM, AM of the PM, AM of the PM, AM of the PM. So we need to keep that going, too. MD Health and Wellness. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited. Can you tell I'm excited?
Yes.
I'm almost shaking. I'm sorry. This only happens once a year.
Because you guys get to join in.
Yeah. Too. Now, do you want to set this up? How did this start? I don't remember. You this started with you at some other station, right?
Well, it started. This is how I got into radio, actually. I called in.
Wow, I didn't even realize that.
Oh, yeah.
This song did it?
Yes, this
kinda
song.
Kind of like a Reggie McDaniel got in on radio when he called in about eating monkey meat?
Yes. Mm. This song did it because there was a morning show team in this town.
Was it Phillips and Wall?
Yes, it was Phillips and Wall. And they were doing, this was
back. You were reluctant to mention it. I'm not, because they both passed away.
No. I don't know.
I don't.
I think they're still around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was Phillips and Wall, and they were doing a contest for Phillips and Wall singers. And this was back, I think I had just started college, so this
you went to college?
Yeah.
At Flow Valley. I never knew that.
Flow Valley.
Pian, did you know you went to college?
Yes, I did remember.
We called it
Harvard on the Highway.
Yeah, Harvard on the Highway or Pershing High.
You sure don't seem like a college guy.
I went to Florissant Valley, so I had just started. I had no clue at what I wanted to major in. I just started to take all the required classes, and they were doing a contest, and they were gathering people up for Phillips and Wall singers to go out and sing at shopping malls, hospitals, and different places.
It's
like that.
Like The Voice or American Idol.
Yeah, and they said, this is our last slot open, so call in. And they said, we'd like something different. If you know any different Christmas song. So I thought, I know Reindeer Rock, because we had this album that my mom had for when we were kids, and I used to play this thing all the time.
I have to tell you, until you did this, and Pion, you tell me, had you ever heard of Reindeer Rock?
No.
I had never heard of it.
There was a lot of obscure songs on this album.
There were a lot of.
Or were a lot of obscure
college,
songs.
College guy.
Yeah, I know. on this album, and I knew Reindeer Rock by heart, and I thought, I'm going to call in. So I called in, and they put me on the air, and I sang Reindeer Rock with them. Well, we had a couple of requests when we went out to sing, and I got to go into the radio station, and we got to sing on the air and talk on the air and do things, and I thought, this is what I want to do.
And as they say, the rest is history.
Yeah.
Look at you now.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. But
folks, you never know. You never know what that door will be that opens for you.
But it's Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy Boyd does this song. And you can find it on YouTube.
Wasn't he do something? He did another famous Christmas song, didn't he?
I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, maybe?
Yeah. Wasn't that him, too?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, because he's got a really high kind of girl-type voice.
Yeah. Which you don't.
No.
But you still pulled it off.
Yeah. But
now, what we're doing right now is driving people crazy because they want to hear the song.
Yeah,
I know.
And you guys,
we're teasing them.
And you guys just join in, and you'll hear, because we have the song. We'll kind of play along with it, and Pian will turn it down when we're
I think I remember
in.
What to do. I think.
Yeah. Baba doo ba doo ba.
Yeah. Baba doo ba doo ba.
Yeah, like that.
Okay. Pian, you ready?
Start the song.
Yes. Can you give us a note on the harmonica or something?
Oh, yeah.
Just so we get in tune. And
oh, hold on. I'm going to.
Pion, he'll give it, and then you, and I'll do
it. Gotcha.
And we'll be ready.
Hold on here. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, join in. Oh, look up there in the air. Do you see what I see? It's Santa Claus and his reindeer, but they ain't what they used to be. Hey, look at the reindeer rock. Look at the reindeer rock. Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock.
Rockin', 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 rockin'.
The crew in the blue delivering Christmas loot. Oh, Santa's sporting a crew cut with his beard and his bright red suit. Oh. Hey, look at the reindeer rock. Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock.
Rock, rockin', rock.
All right, we're changing keys.
Rockin', 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 rockin'.
Look up there. I declare old Santa's really hip. Santa's right up to date now. He's got a trumpet instead of a whip. Look at the reindeer rock. Look at the reindeer rock. Santa Claus is singing while his sleigh bells are ringing, and the wind is really blowing, and they're going, 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 coming to fill your sock. Doing the reindeer rock. Bum, 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 bum.
Wow.
Oh, thank you all so much.
Started. That is how it all started for Dan Strauss.
Yeah.
With the reindeer rock.
And I've been singing that at some...
And Peon and I witnessed it. No notes.
No.
Right off the top of your head.
No. And I have been singing that every year since I've been in radio.
Well, you can never stop.
No, I can't.
It's just,
no.
It's, they call it a superstitious thing or whatever.
Yeah.
If you can't stop singing, wow. No. You know how many people you just made happy?
I hope.
You know how many people right then when you sang that, now they feel like it's Christmas?
It's probably two people.
I was going to say three.
Oh, okay.
Three people.
Well, I know my mom's happy because that's one of her favorite.
Okay, four.
Yeah.
Four people.
Four people.
All right, now, and I'm one of the four. I was not in the Christmas mood at all. And now,
I'm happy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good.
It changed everything for me.
Good.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Dan Strauss.
And I did get, I got an email from someone asking about your daughter, Amanda,
mm-hmm.
coming in to sing, but she's going to do that on Tuesday.
Tuesday, right. Yeah. I said that at the very beginning of the show.
Yeah.
But they probably didn't hear that. So, Peon, how much time do I actually have here before we...
I guess a minute or two.
All right, there's a book. Look, we're getting ready to change presidents. This is not a political thing at all. It's just a fact. We're going to change. One president goes out, another president comes in. There was a terrific PBS documentary. I should have called Peon on it. I recorded it and I watched it last night about the White House. And it was all about the White House and what happens, the movers and how... It was fascinating. But there's a more fascinating story, and it's a true story, and a lot of people don't know it. There's a book out called Harry Truman's Excellent Adventure. In 1953, in June of 1953... Harry Truman and his wife. Now, this is a guy who was president of the United States. This is 10 years before the Kennedy assassination, 1953. There was no real Secret Service, no Secret Service protection, certainly, once you were out of office, nothing. Harry and Bess Truman got in a car and drove from Independence, Missouri to the East Coast by themselves and took a 19-day road trip. Now, that could never happen.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
You don't know that story?
No.
It's a great story. They had 11 suitcases. This is all documented. They stopped in Hannibal for fruit plates and iced tea. Let me just read you some highlights here. Harry Truman's income, his only income, was an army pension. It was $111.96 a month. He refused to commercialize the presidency. He would not accept lucrative business offers or speaking fees. How about that?
Wow.
How about that for being so totally different? than the way things are today. And maybe a little later in the Playhouse I can do more of this, but it was a 19-day trip. They were frugal travelers. They ate a lot of fruit plates and ate at diners in Decatur, Illinois. They stayed at the Parkview Motel on Route 36. The room was $5 a night. This is the President of the United States, okay, former president. They crashed at a friend's house for a couple of nights. They went to New York. They took in a play. All of this by themselves.
Wow.
It's almost impossible to believe that this happened. Harry Truman. All right, we're going to take a break. Do we need traffic? What are we doing here?
We do.
Nice. And here now, not only is he the only guy who's allowed to do Reindeer Rock, he's the only guy who legally can introduce traffic. Here's Dan Strauss.
All right, thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
And here's a guy I'm sure was singing along to Reindeer Rock. It was Tim Whalen.
Yeah, Dan, what was the count up to? Five? Make it six.
Six people whose lives were changed.
Oh. Let's see, it grows. Oh,
that's nice. Grows. Thanks, grows. Tim.
It looks like we may have an incident on eastbound Highway 70 near Packers Avenue after the Musial Veterans Bridge, because it has you backed up all the way to the Missouri side. We have southbound 170 is stacked up from Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270 now, Missouri Bottom through about Washington Elizabeth. You've got slow to stop and go pockets there. Southbound 270 from Page down through the Clayton Road overpass. And then on westbound 40, the heaviest we have right now is from Highway 94 out through Winghaven. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's is now open 24 hours until 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. You'll save a little more with an extra 15% off, so you can give a little more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. Beginning at midnight Christmas morning, just as Santa is doing his thing, the Big 550 brings you a holiday tradition, an American Christmas hosted by Mannheim Steamroller composer Chip Davis. You'll hear heartwarming stories and legends of Christmas woven into the best selection of music for the holidays. The festivities begin at midnight on Christmas morning right here on the Big 550, KTRS.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.